Chapter 12. I was still in love with Dora. I told Peggotty about her. Then I took Peggotty to work with me to sort out Mr. Barkis's will, and then took her to Mr. Spenlow to pay her bill. Mr. Spenlow was not on his own. Mr. Murdstone was with him. Peggotty still thought that Mr. Murdstone was the reason my mother died. "I am sorry about your husband," Mr. Murdstone said to Peggotty. "At least I didn't kill him," she said in reply. "You will be happy to know that we won't meet again," Mr. Murdstone said to me. Mr. Murdstone made Peggotty and me so angry that we had to stop ourselves from shouting at him. Mr. Spenlow didn't know much about our family. He thought Miss Betsy was in charge of the family and Mr. Murdstone was going against her. "Well done for being on the right side, the one with the most money," he told me. Mr. Murdstone was getting married again to a young girl. Peggotty paid her bill, and I went back to work. Mr. Spenlow asked me to come to Dora's birthday party. I bought new clothes and presents for Dora. When I got to her party, Dora was sitting on her own. I gave her a present. She was happy because Miss Murdstone was at her brother's wedding and not at her birthday party. I went for a walk with Dora during the party. It was the best part of my day, but we had to go back to all the people at the party. I was invited to go with Dora to see her friend Miss Mills in 2 days. When I went to the house, Miss Mills left me on my own with Dora. When we were on our own, I couldn't stop myself. I asked Dora to marry me. She said yes, and we hugged each other. Miss Mills came back and was very excited. I went to get a ring made for her. I wrote to Agnes to tell her about Dora and about Emily. When I was out, Peggotty stayed at my house and Traddles came round to see me. Peggotty and Traddles became friends. When he heard that I was engaged, Traddles came round to see me. We talked about the woman he was going to marry, Sophie. She was at home looking after the other 9 children of her family because her mother was ill. I asked Traddles about Mr. Micawber. "He has changed his name to Mortimer," Traddles told me. He had found most of his things that had been taken to the pawn shop. Peggotty agreed to go to the pawn shop and get Traddles' things back, but only if Traddles promised to never sign a loan for Mr. Micawber again. "I have signed another one, but I am sure that he will come through this time," Traddles said to me. Peggotty went and bought all of Traddles' things from the pawn shop while we waited around the corner. When she was done, we went back to my house. Betsy and Mr. Dick were both waiting for me there. I hugged Betsy as soon as I saw her. "Have you learned to look after yourself and earn your own money?" Betsy asked me. "I have," I said. "Good. I have no money left. All that we have left is the house and my luggage," Betsy told me. "Janet is at the house. She is renting it for me. I want to stay here for one night, and then I will make a plan in the morning." Peggotty offered to help Miss Betsy. I didn't know what had happened to Betsy's money. Peggotty told Betsy about Emily, and Betsy asked me about Dora. She didn't think that Dora was the right woman for me to marry. The next day, I went to work and tried to leave. Mr. Spenlow told me I couldn't. I went to see his partner about it, but he said the same thing. I walked back home and saw Agnes going by in a carriage. Agnes was going to see Betsy. Betsy left a letter for Mr. Wickfield that said, "I have no money. Don't worry. I'll be fine." Agnes told me that Uriah Heep and his mother were now living in Mr. Wickfield's house. "Do you know what happened to Betsy's money?" Agnes asked me. I didn't. We got back to my house to find Betsy was on her own. Mr. Dick and Peggotty were out in London. Betsy told us what had happened to her money. She had lots of investments that brought her money. They were all looked after by Mr. Wickfield, but they were not doing well at all now. So Betsy had tried to invest her money herself and lost everything. She had £70 a year from the house, and Mr. Dick's money was safe. "I have to do something," I said. We agreed that Betsy would stay at the house with me and that we would find Mr. Dick somewhere to live nearby. "You could work for Dr. Strong. He needs some help," Agnes told me. Then Mr. Wickfield and Uriah Heep came to my house. Mr. Wickfield was bowing to Uriah. It made me very angry. Betsy told Mr. Wickfield how wise Agnes was and that she was worth more than his whole business. "I would be glad to make her a partner," Uriah said. "You are a partner, which should be enough for you," Betsy told him coldly. Uriah left the house, leaving Mr. Wickfield and Agnes with us. Mr. Wickfield was much happier with Uriah gone. I took Mr. Wickfield and Agnes out to dinner, and it was just like old times.